Microphone recording. All right.
Oh, that was neat. It said you're using the AI transcript too.
And in case you didn't notice, our I named our last week's episode based on my AI summary. Pointless. No, unfocused conversation is as what the AI said. No decisions arrived at. Well, that's us. Pointless and no decisions made. Yeah. At least the other time I'd say we were humorous. Jeez. Anyway, speaking of all that, I guess it's time to officially get going here. Cue up that music.
Wake up, everybody. Time for the show. Let's get started. That sounds funny.
That sounds funny.
TSF at thatsoundsfunny.com.
Two blind brothers and a blind sister. Tell it the way we see it.
Wake up, Grandpa.
Now that's funny.
All right, everybody. That's correct. This is the podcast that sounds funny. This is the week of March 26, 2024, season four, show 26, episode 177. I'm your host, Keith, and join with me today.
Tangled up headset Terry.
And Easter Bunny Jill.
All right. Yeah, it is kind of fun Easter. And I emphasized show 26 because it's 52 weeks in the year, and half of 52 is 26. We're halfway through season four.
And today is the 26th.
Yeah, that too. How coincidental. We'd like to open up with a little bit of what's new. I'd have an item or two.
Does anyone have a question?
Yeah. Yeah, and that brings out the other me, warm and feminine, the way you want me to be.
You guys want to go first or no?
Oh, I had something in mind, and what was it?
Grandkids visit, church stuff. We had a grandkids visit.
You go ahead while I think about
we,
it.
This week is officially spring break, but I spent, I think, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night here. And I think it must have been Saturday night, you know, day before church, getting showers ready for the church events the next day. And Isaac, our voice of the podcast, is in the shower. And as you do in the shower, you're singing in the shower, and he's beatboxing along, beep, boop, 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 boop. And all of a sudden, you're he's trying out his new voice. Yeah. He's trying out those new bass notes.
Got real deep, didn't it?
No, he was like, he went from beatboxing a little bit higher pitch to testing out them bass notes.
Was he singing that song? That song, Don't Drop the Soap, Baby. Drop the soap. Don't drop the soap, baby. Oh, drop the soap.
Yeah. I don't think he was doing that, but he was
into a bebop. A bebop.
He was in there singing, and of course, grandkids like to steal my phone, and so I wasn't on my phone much over the weekend. But yeah, the only other thing, just a little bit of housekeeping, is you know I mentioned in our little pre-show thing that I've been using the AI companion summary. And the first week I did it, it did a really good job. It's just that it cut off in the middle of Jill's words, and I had to do a couple edit spots and then edit in the rest of it. Well, last week it was just all over the board. It was just like random stuff. I was like, wait a minute, some of the stuff is interjecting here is stuff that we talked about after we stopped recording. Terry's personal problems, and Terry says, I'm going to have to edit that part out.
Yeah.
I just happen to think maybe that's why it said that we were unfocused and pointless last week.
Maybe. It's everywhere.
Well, anyway, I started it, and when we get done, I'll have to stop it, and I'll see how it does this week.
Yeah. I went on my little golfing thing last week, and
all right,
you know, my golf club was set here, so I was like, yeah, my wife grabbed my hybrid club, you know, that the guy made the hand grip for me and everything. I'm like, maybe we should take a putter. We haven't really putted ourselves yet. Maybe we should take, no, this is fine. We'll just take this and I'll take this, whatever. She grabbed a 9 iron or something, 7 iron. So then we get driving all the way over there to St. Vincent's and stuff, and we go in there and we're sitting there and we have our lecture and they're talking about, all right, all day today we're going to be putting. And it's like, I knew it. It's like, yep. Getting close to graduation,
You
this
gotta get
Thursday.
that putting in there sometime. Wow.
Yeah. And so they're like, okay, we'll be putting. And so then we go up there to do it. Somebody goes, that's not a putter. And I go, I know that. I know it's not, but this is what I got.
I'm going to take a 40-foot putt from way back here.
I was like, you could use anything to putt with. I mean, you're just going to barely hit the ball, and stuff. And so, I have my club and everything. And it's like, then the PGA guy goes, hey, that would work for you. That's a good long club. You know what? Next week, bring your putter and I can take it and I'll take it home and I'll modify the handle and add some more to it to where it'll be about as long. It'll come up and almost hit the bottom of your iPhone carrier there. I'm like, well, I don't need it that dang long. That I
You,
figure.
you'll have to move your belly aside so you can swing the club, huh?
It's like, most people, when you watch them putt, they're kind of bent over. And it's like, I don't understand why
Yeah.
they're so bent over.
Well,
I can
because
stand.
the putters are shorter, and you don't really swing the putter so much as you kind of move your whole upper body in a little,
Right. And I go, I can't, I don't care. He's like, well, I'll make your putter longer. That way you can be more relaxed and upright. I'm like, sure.
Sure.
Okay, cool. Because I was taking that hybrid club and just barely holding on to the end of it and doing the ball, And we were using, real live golf balls, so, I
Instead of
knew
the
not
fake
to,
ones.
I knew not to
Yeah.
hit it very hard. But whenever I said, here, Terry, you try it. She didn't know that. And she smacked,
Yeah.
she hit that ball and it went, and she's like,
Where
what?
you don't
And
drive it into the hole, you drive it down the
then,
fairway.
but we were putting, and then the guy who gave me the clubs originally, his wife was there as well. So she came over with the putter. And she goes, here, try it, try a putter. This is a real putter here. Try this here. And so she handed that to Terry and she tried it, put, and it's like, a lot better, than I tried it with the putter,
Yeah.
and stuff. But I had to really bend over. I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to bend over like this when
Yeah. Well, like I said, bend your knees and keep your
I
body
told,
straight.
I was telling, told Terry that whenever I bend over, my big fat belly bending over makes my back hurt, So the more upright I am, the better. Toot,
So you propped the putter up onto your belly button like a kickstand. And then you just do it, wiggle your hips. Woo! There,
And
there
so
you
then
go.
they told us that this coming week will be, we're going to have a graduation, and they're actually going to have a meal catered for us. So don't eat lunch.
Ah.
And then they're going to give us lunch. I go, oh, cool. And he's going to take my club, like I said, and add, I'm, when I take my putter that I have, and I'm standing at the position I want to be in, I've telling my wife, I go, how much further is it between the bottom of the club and the floor? And she's like, 3 inches, about 3 inches. And I go, okay. So he's going to take, and like, I guess, take the rubber part off the grip and he can, JB weld it,
Extend the shaft or
extend it.
something.
Right. Then it's like the way that some of the putters are, it's almost like you could almost take the head off of it and do the same thing, but you probably would not notice it if it was in the handle part,
Right.
And everything. So I'm like, okay, but it's not really regulation. But I have
So
three
you get
putters
end up with a
altogether.
putter that's like 5 feet tall.
If I lost a lot of weight,
Is this a putter or a white blind white cane
white
here?
cane. Yeah. Hey, that's what I should get some white reflective tape and put on the canes. I mean, on the clubs.
Yeah. You'd be able to identify yours. These are mine. Mine, not yours.
He can play in the dark. People will see him.
Put it on the clubs and then put spray paint the heads all red, for the red tip,
The kind of thing
And
I can think of is the other day our dog was out in the yard and he caught a something furry, a little critter. He didn't bring it in, but he sure did have fun playing with it, throwing it up in the air. And
Oh, he was doing his cat impression, huh?
George watched him from the kitchen window and he's like, I don't know if that's still alive or not, but he's thrown it up in the air and he rolls on it and he threw it up in the air.
Oh, scratch my back.
Must be dead if he's rolling on it, unless he, I don't know. The weird things that animals do with their
worry, I guess. Little dog Spooky used to like to find dead birds and scratch his back all over the place, and you come in smelling like death, like, away from me.
All them bones, they must make good back scratchers.
Those bird talons sticking up.
Yeah.
I had an extra second or two spare time this weekend, and I said, I'm going to go find me. I found me a couple Easter top 10 lists. And so I had told Jill so she could. I was like, oh, yeah, Easter's coming.
I thought of another just tiny bit of housekeeping before we move on along. I got listening to our episode. Now, notice that at least a couple times in Jill's words, things got just a little bit munchified, or like towards a definition but no word or something like that, or a word but no definition. I just want to say, it's like when people call me and interrupt me, that's what happens. Well, I don't want to. I was going to say a certain person who's on a podcast with a blind brother and blind sister. Since you mentioned your name, it wasn't you alone. My wife called, some other people called.
I don't remember what I called you for. I didn't think I called you.
You called, it must have been about your fridge or something at that new building, or not fridge, the AC, whatever it was. I don't remember either. You didn't talk. It wasn't a very long phone call, but it's like whenever I'm right in the middle of doing a lot of heavy edits, all it takes is a distraction, telemarketer or anybody for any reason. And it's like, okay, where was I? Okay, I just forget, and then things get.
All right, so everybody call Keith this week.
Call me tomorrow on Wednesday, sometime midday or afternoon, right when I'm in the heat of doing stuff. Yeah. Anyhow, that's all I got for opening funny stuff. We'll see if our AI companion thinks it's funny or not.
They can be quite wild and dangerous.
But now it's time to go on to some birthdays if Terry's ready for us.
They all get the same careful testing for purity and potency.
I noticed that last week I left out a day. I left out the birthdays for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, I thought you did, but maybe not.
These are the birthdays for St. Patrick's Day that I left out. Billy Corrigan, guitarist, 57. Rob Lowe, actor, 60. Gary Sinise, actor, bass player, Lieutenant Dan Band, 69. Kurt Russell, actor, producer, director, 73. William Gibson, 76. Nat King Cole, 105.
You did miss those. You definitely did not read those.
Ah, there you are, Fatso. Come here to Mama and give her a great big kiss.
But now you have. Now it's time for this week.
Happy birthday!
Wednesday, Michael Rappaport, podcast host, director, 54. Sting, the wrestler, 65. Holly Hunter, actor, 66. Spike Lee, actor, producer, director, 67. William Hurt, actor, 74. Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers, 96. Thursday, Adrian Peterson, football player, 39. Matthew Broderick, 62. Rosie O'Donnell, also 62. Gary Oldman, 66. Timothy Dalton, 78. Forrest Mars Sr., he is the developer and maker of M&M's, 120. Howard Cosell, 105. Johann Sebastian Bach,
335. March 22nd, Reese Witherspoon, 48. Keegan-Michael Key, 53. Matthew Modine, actor, 65. Andrew Lloyd Webber, playwright, 76. James Patterson, 77. William Shatner, 93. Stephen Sondheim, singer, actor, 94. Chico Marx, 136. March 23rd. That'd be, what, Friday? Jason Kidd, basketball player, 51. Kathleen Keener, actor, 65. Chaka Khan, singer, 71. Joan Crawford, 88 years old. March 24th. Jessica Chastain, actress, 45. Peyton Manning, football player, entrepreneur, 48 years old. Allison Hannigan, actress, 50. Jim Parsons, actor, 51. The Undertaker, wrestler, 59. Steve McQueen would have turned 94. Harry Houdini would be 150. Monday, March 25th. Kyle Lowry, basketball player.
Wait a minute, that's my nephew.
38. Catherine McPhee, American Idol winner, 40. Sarah Jessica Parker, designer actress, 59. Sir Elton John, singer, actor, songwriter, 77. Aretha Franklin, 82. Jim Lovell, astronaut, 92 yesterday. Well, 96, I mean. Jeff Healey would have been 58. The birthday is today. Keira Knightley, 39. Larry Page, 51. Leslie Mann, 52. Jennifer Grey, 64. Steven Tyler, 76. Diana Ross, 80. Richard Dawson, 83.
Nancy Pelosi,
she's 84. Leonard Nimoy would have been 93. And that's all the birthdays we have.
Happy birthday, everybody.
William Shatner's birthday was this past week, and so was Leonard Nimoy.
Yep. I thought William Shatner was still in his 80s.
I think I said 93. I just don't want to go all the way back.
We'll hear it again when we listen to the show for real.
Did you know there's another Roadhouse movie out?
Yeah, they remade it.
Yeah, it's not as good as the first one. They never are, but...
It's more like a highway shack instead of a roadhouse. it's a path to lean to.
There you go.
Oh, well, there we have the birthdays. Yeah, a lot of interesting people this week for sure.
This guy's just got the go kit.
Sure he does. Break him, then throw him away.
Yeah. I'm sure it went way past my birthday song, so we'll see if it goes past the other song, too. Who knows?
This is the big one, Kate. Then we'll go to the moon.
Random topic.
This fellow you're looking for is about as tough as they come. He wears a gun, and he probably knows how to use it.
But hey, it is time for our random topic. So what do we got for random stuff? We got to spin that wheel.
Three. Right in the middle.
Right in the middle.
Three is holidays.
Happy holiday. May the calendar keep ringing. Happy holidays to you.
short and sweet.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
And so now, what is this? Is for March. And what's today is what, this 26th or spin the wheel or whatever for 7 days, and we'll count today being zero. Wait, today being one. And we can go for five. Today is, like I said, 26 is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the 30th. And on the 30th, which would be the Easter Eve.
That today, yes.
Let's see. Take a walk in the park day. So take your dog, take your grandkid, take yourself.
Find those looked over Easter eggs from yesterday.
Stay clear from the brown ones, though.
Well, not yesterday.
Well, see, you have to have the Easter egg hunt before Easter. So,
a lot of places had them Saturday. That's what I meant, Saturday, not yesterday.
Let's see. Oh, let's see. It's World Bipolar Day. So those of you who are bipolar, let it all out.
North and South. Bipolar.
Chat. Let it all out. It's Bipolar Day. Let the share with the whole world. Turkey Neck Soup Day. I knew there was more. So while you're having your day in the park, you take your bipolar self out for some turkey soup. Turkey neck soup. National Virtual Vacation Day. So if it's not a good day for walking in the park, do it virtually. You have somebody with a computer with Zoom on it, and you can like walk in place. It's National Pencil Day. National I'm in Control Day. That kind of fits with bipolar. Yeah. You can be bipolar.
Hug your pencil today. It's Pencil Day.
Wow. It's Little Red Wagon Day. It is Land Day, Doctor's Day, and that is all for the 30th. Well, there was more than just a couple.
Yeah.
So take your doctor for a walk. He can discuss your bipolar situation. He can take notes with your pencil.
Yeah, you can pull him in the wagon.
And you can pull him in the red wagon while you go out to get your soup, and you can be in control the whole time. Yeah. We'll squeeze them all into one. That's what we
get
do.
Get it all covered.
That's the way we roll. But anyway, with our holidays out of the way.
Oh, gee, this is too hard, Jack. Should I try something else?
It's time to resume.
Tonight, as a special inducement to our good customers, we are giving away absolutely free a handsome package of the most desirable tunes in all America.
And get back to our next segment, which is news.
This week in the news.
In Toronto, authorities were called to a house when a deceased owner's daughter found a apparently live hand grenade in her dad's toolbox.
Yeah.
And Pedrin Sims Brockman said they were cleaning out the home that was occupied by her father, Frank Simmons, who died in October, and they found a grenade in his toolbox.
That's not a grenade. That's my plumb bob. You tie a string around it, you hang it down so you get the vertical. Yeah.
She remembers her father bringing it home from her grandfather's house 30 years ago, but she had thought that he had long since got rid of it.
He did. She called the toolbox.
She called the police. They came and took photographs of the hand grenade.
Was it a green one or a blue one?
And then they called the Canadian Armed Forces to come and take the grenade away. They said it was a live grenade, still had the trigger mechanism.
Yeah.
Carted off by the Army personnel to be destroyed.
Yeah, it sounded like it could have been a live one.
is about a guy that gets in trouble for making hybrid sheep.
Hybrid sheep? Like the fuzzy animal?
Yeah, the fuzzy animal. This guy's name is Arthur Jack Shoemaker. He's 80 years old from Montana. And he pled guilty to felony charges of animal trafficking. Each count is up to 5 years in jail and $250,000 fine. He illegally used tissue and testicles from wild sheep that were hunted in Eastern Asia. And I guess those must have been bigger sheep because they were called Marco Polo sheep. Who knew there was such a breed of sheep? But he would artificially inseminate American sheep with the Asian sheep. And it made a larger sheep. And he would sell it to a place in Texas where they hunt sheep. I guess hunters, you know, they have.
You hunt them, huh? You do. Well, to me, that sounds like it's a pretty smart thing to do is crossbreed the sheep to get a bigger sheep out of it.
But why hunt them? It doesn't seem like they're like deer and they're actually going to run away from you. I always thought sheep were humble little.
Yeah.
Just stand there, not really. No,
domesticated kind of sort of. Like, meh.
I mean, I guess they do have, you know, wild sheep, you know, the like wild goats is climbing
wild
mountains.
Thing.
Yeah, you maybe know, you have to hunt
some tone loke sheep out there.
But he would sell them to this place in Texas for $10,000 a piece. That's a lot for one sheep.
So yeah, so they crossed a wild sheep with a domesticated sheep. So, yeah, maybe the wild sheep side took over. Oh,
yeah.
A Florida nature nut hits a deputy after trying to hide in a playground slide. Okay. Now, as bizarre as that title sounds, oh wait, it gets worse. The Florida woman, Jen Julia Biloxi, was arrested after trying to break into a school and hitting a sheriff's deputy in the face, a self-described nature nut who tried to break into the school hid from a tubular playground slide before attacking the deputy. The Flagler County Sheriff's deputies were called around 6:30 p.m. on a Saturday after receiving reports of someone trying to open doors of vehicles and pulling items over a playground fence. The suspect, identified as Julian Margalexi, 45, ignored commands to leave the playground and tried hiding in the slide. When she was taken to custody, she allegedly elbowed a deputy in the face. While in the play area, she allegedly threw several playground sets over a fence, tipped over others, went into a shed, tried to get into the school. There's more. While in body cam video of arrest, she can be heard telling deputies that the business was closed and she was behind it with her frog because she is a nature nut. Makes no sense.
Was she
going
to take her pet frog to the park to play?
I guess so. She was charged with leaving a mess on the children's playground. She was taken away to the Green Roof Inn, aka the county jail. She prefers getting the electric chair to this kind of abuse. Then the deputies said, "So you're afraid of police brutality, but you want us to electrocute you?" One deputy is heard saying off camera, "I could murder the frog, and then you can give me the electric chair," she replied. I think she's high on something.
Yeah, she needs anyway, a mental.
that last line was definitely worth the read. But she was, of course, arrested on battery. She's being held on a $15,000 bond. And so there is that.
A pair of Florida women are attempting to create a new Guinness Book of World Records by driving toy electric cars 500 miles.
On power wheels. Down this,
right. It doesn't specifically list that brand name, but I would assume that's what they're talking about. Yeah. That's the only toy car.
Or some reasonable facsimile off brand. Yeah.
I'd call it Power Wheels, but anyway. They, Cassie, Aaron, and Lauren are documenting their adventures on social media, setting off from Friendship Fountain in Jacksonville, Florida, in electric-powered toy cars. They're trying to go 500 miles to the southernmost buoy in the Florida Keys in the time of about 2 months. Guinness Book of World Records has no, you know, existing record of anybody traveling by toy car, and so they're going to inaugurate it and approve it.
Whatever they drive will be a record.
right. They see it as a way to revisit and honor their childhood Barbie dream car. And they're raising money for the Red Panda Network Animal Shelter Rescue Centers. So, World Bird Sanctuary in Missouri, and this other one here, I missed it, in Minnesota. Save a Fox Network in Minnesota.
Well, my next story comes to us from Sweden. Terry did a story a while back about a meteorite that fell on something. I forget now what happened, but this one, I'm not sure. I don't understand exactly. There's a meteorite on this land, and people picked it up and took it with them. It was a 31-pound meteor. But if these people picked it up, like, you can pick up things to take with you, rocks or pine cones or whatever, if you're out on a walk. But they have to return it to the people, the land that they picked it up off of, because they want their meteorite back.
Well, the meteorite came from outer space, put it to a rocket, and send it back.
That's what I'm thinking. That doesn't make much sense, because they get in trouble for picking it up, but since it wasn't theirs on that property, they got to give it back. And it's got iron in it, and this land where they found it has iron in it. So they think it came from this place, somehow it ended up in outer space and came back, I guess.
Yeah, it must have.
But it's all confusing.
Yeah, I think meteorites might be the exception to the put it back where you found it rule.
Oh, you know.
Yeah. It's not a Swedishite or Swedish meatball. It's a outer space meteorite. A couple was arrested for allegedly robbing a home improvement store. They're now being charged with animal cruelty. The couple, we're going to go back to my story here. At 2 p.m. on February 11th, officers of the Cape Coral Police Department were called to a Lowe's store to investigate a robbery. The loss prevention officer alerted police that a man and a woman were dressed in matching Cookie Monster pajamas and we're robbing the store. When the police got there, the man flashed a weapon at the cops and made threats. The woman is accused of spitting on the officers. Just before 1 a.m. on that day, 22-year-old Charlie and 19-year-old Jalapa were arrested for the robbery, taken to the jail. There's various very Hispanic sounding names. My computer was talking way too fast for me to catch him, so they'll remain anonymous for now. But that same morning, a search warrant was executed on their home. They noticed an overwhelming stench of animal feces and urine. They found four mixed breed French bulldogs in cages in the couple's bedroom. The dogs have appeared to have been in cages for some time, suffering from mange. The animals also had open sores. A witness told officers he believed the dogs had not been out of their cages for 4 months.
Wow.
So Cookie Monster and Mrs. Cookie Monster tried to rob a Lowe's. Maybe they're trying to get some dog food for the dogs. I don't know. Didn't say what they were stealing, but they got all cocky and pulled out a weapon. I didn't know Cookie Monster was so violent.
In Vermont, the state of Vermont, university students will be encouraged to be dared to be stupid this fall at a new course based around the music of Weird Al Yankovic.
All right.
The class.
I think I hear that song playing right now, in fact.
Brian Warwick, who was the sound engineer on Weird Al's albums, is teaching the class on Weird Al's Weird Polkas in reference to Harvard's class for Taylor Swift, Taylor and her world. Warwick is an audio engineer working on the one with Grammy. They're going to approach the songs, breaking down the song parody lyrics, as well as music production analysis. Anyone who thinks that the class is just about parody songs can eat it. The course will also...
How punny.
And he's paying tribute to another artist. The class will also provide an avenue to start studying 20th century and pop culture in the 20th century.
You're going to teach them how to make their own parody songs, huh?
The saga begins in the fall semester, so register now.
I want to register.
So you can be learn how to be quiet and nerdy.
All right.
And that's what we got. So you can learn how to be like Weird Al.
My idol. You got to grow that curly afro hairdo, get the Hawaiian shirts on, yeah. Wear some wire rim glasses. I got an accordion. I'm a third of the way there.
Very educational.
Well, if that's all of our news, then it sounds like it might be.
Wait a minute.
Now look here, Costello. Let's pretend you're in an accident. What would you do if you lost a leg?
What would I care? I got another one.
No. What do you think our company would give you for that leg? $250.
Abbott, here's a guy, if I lose a leg, wants to give me $250. Yes, you ever see anything like that before? $250? $250 for one leg. Yeah.
I won't sell. No, you don't understand. Why, last year my company gave over $1 million for broken legs alone.
What did they do with all the legs?
No. Who did they give them to?
No, look, Costello, you don't understand.
Legs Diamond?
They don't do anything with them.
Whatever happened to Legs Diamond?
I don't know. Look, that's a different party entirely. You don't understand. You see, listen, every time there's an accident, somebody gets paid off. For example, yesterday a man breaks his leg. He gets $500. Today, somebody breaks his neck. He gets $1,000.
I wonder who will hit the jackpot tomorrow. Has nothing to do with a jackpot. Now, for instance, if I sprain both knees and break both ankles, I get $10,000. Or I can settle for $3,000 by waving both knees. How much do you get if you wiggle your ears?
Wait a minute here. You ain't fixing to hit me up for a loan, are you?
It's time to do some stuff with the weird words.
For the sum of, say, $10?
I didn't say nothing about giving you $10.
Well, I heard somebody say it, and I accept.
Well, Weird Cookie Monster, Weird Al, Weird Words.
Joe's Weird Words.
Weird words, and I've been saying this for a while. We're doing our
say
weird
what
words this week.
I got my buzzer all ready to go. Uh-oh.
They're not bad words. But this first word is a German word, it says, and it's, I don't know if you say it, echt, etched.
Yep, that would be it, etched.
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 Don't know what it means. Does Terry know what it means?
Etched.
It means you're drunk and you're saying the word is. Wo bist du? Ich bin ein Berliner.
Echt.
Do you remember hearing anybody say that word in Germany?
I really don't know.
It's I is. I S is.
Well, it's E S. Well, it's not I S, but I don't know.
Well, this
LA woman.
Word means bleep. Authentic or original.
Ah, righty. Esh.
That was an etch a sketch.
Yeah.
Etch a sketch.
You have an esh original on your esh a sketch.
Oh, what's love got to do, What's love on a secondhand emotion? What's love got to do with it? Who needs a heart when a heart can't be broken?
Our next word is fain, F-A-I-N, fain.
Mm. Fain. You're going to fain to the right and run to the left.
That's when I turned the fan on and then I landed in the fan.
You're in Texas and you got to turn on my fan.
Turn on my fan.
I can't turn on my fan. Plug it in.
Well, this word fain means pleased under the circumstances. So you're happy with your situation, I guess.
Oh, pleased. You're happy
pleased.
With. Okay. Because.
Say you. Say me. Say it for always. That's the way it should be. Say you. Say me. Say it together.
Our next word is Raja, R-A-J-A.
It's a big elephant in India. Raja, the big elephant. The Taj Mahal.
They're not all German words. Just
apparently not.
No, these aren't all German words. They're coming from. They're just what I get in
four letter
my emails
words.
From the word. I've been saving them forever. It means ruler or king.
King. Well, king would be a good name for an elephant.
You'd think that'd be a lion, though.
Lion yeah, king. But elephants are also pretty huge. They would be kind of kingly.
I saw her today at the reception. A glass of wine in her hand. I knew she would meet her connection. At her feet was a footloose man. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, you might find you what you need.
Another word we got is anon. A-N-O-N.
It means soon, I think.
Anon. Remember who you are.
It's a Shakespearean anon. Word. I'm pretty
what did
sure
you
mean,
say?
Pretty sure it means soon.
Yeah, I thought you said spoon. I was thinking, what? Yeah,
like it's going to be happening very soon. Speaking right. of happening very soon, if you listen to that story show, NarthexCon is coming up in June.
Oh, I did see there's one out, but I haven't listened to it yet.
Really?
They haven't set a date yet, but it'll be sometime in June.
They're not popping on my Victor Reader. I have to actually search for them.
Uh-huh. Another word I got is Elon, E-L-A-N.
Oh, that's another Shakespearean word. Elon Musk.
Musk.
Yeah. Elon means happy or glad, I thought.
Dude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better, 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 yeah.
Happy
well,
Musk.
Energy. It means energy, style, and enthusiasm.
Oh,
so,
there we go. With, yeah, it's okay.
So all a that kind of goes together.
An enthusiastic Musk, not so necessarily a happy Musk.
Yeah.
Owner of a lonely heart. Owner of a lonely heart. Much better than the owner of a broken heart. Owner of a lonely heart.
Is wet. W-H-E-T.
Oh, you're going to sharpen your knife on a whetstone.
Yep.
Going to wet your knife.
Sharpening tool.
Yep.
Yep.
Do the Harlem Polka. Everybody now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do the Harlem Polka.
So this next one is Q-U-A-Y. I don't know if you say key or K.
Q-U-A-Y.
A-Y.
I would think it would be Quay.
Quay.
Okay. Like K. Quay.
It's what a quasi quacker might do.
It's a Spanish word.
Well, that would be K. Q U E. Quay. I don't know. Well, get out of my Quay. You're in my Quay. Step aside.
Hey, Joe. Where are you going with that gun?
I got another one. There's two here that are Scottish words. The first one is keek. K-E-E-K.
Keek.
Oh.
Let me take a keek under your kilt. I'm gonna punch you.
Oh, I've heard that before.
A keek. I'm going to keek you in your cod piece. I'm going to keek you in your cod piece. There we go.
Yeah! thing you said where you're going to peek under the kilt.
Well,
it actually does mean to peek, to stealthily peek.
Oh, to stealthily. You're going to, so, when you're not looking, I'm going to be peeking.
instead of sneaking, you're keeking.
She got it. Yeah, baby, she's got it. Well, I'm your Venus. I'm your fire. What's your desire?
Another word we got is bra. B-R-A-W. Bra. That's what I think of.
That's
it.
What ladies in Texas wear. I'm need to wear me a new bra.
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 Wow.
Let's see.
That would be an interesting word. I don't know if I ever heard of that one before.
So goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you? When you change with every new day, still, I'm gonna miss you.
Well, in the Scottish language, it means anything particularly nice. Which is weird, because I think of a bra as a word like they fight or rumble.
Well, that would be a brawl with the L on the end of it.
Yeah.
Old lady, old lady, who? Old lady, old lady, who? Your lady, old lady, who? Old lady, who? Your lady, 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 who?
And I saved this one for the last because I'm going to get some Snickers, but it's futz. F-U-T-Z.
Oh, I figured that
somebody would say something.
Yeah.
But. Klutz, futz.
Yeah, you klutz. See, it combines the F bomb with klutz.
But
you, you futz.
You putz. You what? F U T S?
Z.
F U T S.
Ends with a Z.
You futz. You're such a klutz. Stop playing with your futz. Well, that's it. It's your feet. It's not word for your feet, your futz.
Your foots. Oh, could be foots instead of foots.
I wear shoes on my foots.
Norden, Norden, Schluffballons. Im Umreck vom Horizont, im Mondseck, Ufers, Ast der Mai. Am Homseck, du ein jener Bay.
This, it means to fiddle with something in a trifling way. So I guess I'm nervous
if you're okay.
Messing with something.
Like, just a, like a fidget spinner. You're going to futz with your spinner.
There you go. That's a good.
Play with it.
People try to put us down.
Talking about my generation.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Saying they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
Hope I die before I get old.
Talking about my generation.
This is my generation.
Stop futzing around over there. Don't be futzing in here.
Yeah, don't be all twitchy on me.
Excuse me.
But that's my list of four-letter words this week.
All right. Well, we got that pretty good.
Yeah.
Warning! Alien approaching! Warning!
Watch the way I wiggle my hips as I slither through the glass.
Derry's top 10 list.
Well, then we're gonna have to have Terry tell us about some top 10 stuff.
Top 10.
Top 10 facts about Easter. Number one, Easter Sunday celebrates the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
All right.
It's a Christian holiday that marks his resurrection. Christians believe that he was crucified, his body taken down from the cross, placed in a cave guarded by Roman soldiers with a massive stone over the entrance. On Sunday, 3 days after the crucifixion, Mary Magdalene visited the tomb to find that the stone had been moved and Jesus is gone. Just for those people who never heard that.
And all four Gospels cover that, but you could probably find it in like Luke 23 and 4 or Matthew 25 or something like that.
The rest of them, I don't have that long of a description for. I just was trying to see if I could.
But that was the most important one.
Yes.
Number two, it is traditional to eat Easter eggs on Easter Sunday.
Yeah, and ham.
On Easter Sunday, in the UK, they eat chocolate eggs even before Easter was celebrated in the springtime. Number three, Easter Sunday is on a different Sunday every year.
Yep.
And it says, Easter falls on the first Sunday after the full moon, after the 21st of March. Number four, it is traditional to eat lamb on Easter Sunday. Number five, Easter Island was discovered on Easter Sunday.
Yeah, hence the name. Yeah, I kind of think I heard that from somewhere.
In 1772, on April 5th, Jacob Rutherbein. Number six, in Sweden, I think Jill was talking about that earlier, Sweden. Or
if you find a bunny, you have to put it back.
Well, in Sweden, children dress up like Easter witches.
Yeah, Easter witches.
We're getting their holidays all confused.
Children in Sweden and Finland dress up like Easter witches on Sunday. They go door to door with handfuls of willow twigs. They will say a blessing, which is said to drive away evil spirits. And in return, they're given a chocolate egg. Trick or treat.
And on Halloween, they dress up as Easter bunnies and they get eggs. So they go door to door.
Number seven, on Easter Sunday, thousands of people go to the Vatican City to see the Pope.
Yeah, that would make sense. I would.
That's a Catholic thing.
I mean, if I happen to be traveling in Europe and I happen to be there, well, I'd do it as a touristy thing, but. Yeah.
Number eight, the word Easter came before Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
The name Easter originates from an Anglo-Saxon springtime goddess named Easter. Yes, Easter, it's pronouncing it, Easter. Yes. Number nine, in Hungary, where they're hungry.
They go hungry.
Women dress up in traditional clothing on Easter Sunday and get splashed with water.
Break out the squirt guns. Super sucker. Gotcha, Mom.
I wonder what their traditional clothing is. They mean like what they wore back in biblical times?
Like a babushka or something, probably the old, medieval type dress or something.
Huh.
That's what I would imagine.
Yeah.
And let's see, it says It goes back to the 2nd century. Number 10 just said on Easter they eat between 80 and 90 million chocolate eggs in the UK.
And that's just Terry. Oh, UK, sorry.
Okay. And
they like their chocolate eggs over there, I guess.
Cadbury.
Yeah.
Yeah, the egg was a really big symbol of the old pagan religions in England and Northern Europe. And it just, the name kind of stuck. I mean, technically, Christians should be calling it Resurrection Day, but Easter just kind of stuck in the language.
It's easier to say than Resurrection Day. That's a mouthful.
Eat some resurrection eggs or something.
Wow.
Well, I remember like when we were kids and you go on Easter Sunday, they wouldn't give you, they'd give you the chocolate marshmallow cross. You know?
Yeah, that's a Emmanuel Fellowship. Yeah.
Well. And that's my top 10 list for Easter coming up Sunday.
We Earth people cannot possibly be the only intelligent form of life in the universe.
Hey, what's up, Doc? What's cooking, huh, Chubby?
Costello, it's a little rabbit.
Yeah, from the cartoon. It's Bugs Bunny.
Say, Bugs. What are you doing over here at NBC?
Well, I came over to see your program, fellas. I get tired of eating carrots. I like a little corn once in a while.
That's very funny for a rabbit.
You like it, Doc? You know, we could make a great team. Rabbit and Costello. Rabbit and Costello.
Say, he's pretty cute, Costello. Why don't we keep him around?
Sure, Doc. I can be your bread and butter.
Yeah, but who wants a hare in his butter? Come on, Abbott, we're wasting time.
Now, don't leave me, fellas. I'm feeling very sad today.
What's wrong?
Well, I broke up with my girl, Doc. We was going steady. Every day I used to bring her a carrot corsage. And boy, did we have fun. We'd gamble over the fields together, play hopscotch and check up on the Victory Gardens. But it's all over, fellas. I guess we were just never meant for each other.
Why not?
She was a gopher.
Now, listen, Bugs, will you stop annoying me? All I want to do is to get into the studio.
Well, why didn't you say so, Doc? Look, all you have to do is go through that door, turn left, turn right, go 2 miles over the skyway, 3 miles over the byway, then 6 miles down the highway, and before you know it, you'll see Lana Turner taking a sunbath on a patio.
But that ain't my studio.
I know, Doc, but that's living.
Hey, Abbott, will you do something?
Do what?
Look, Rabbit.
Abbott, Rabbit, what's the difference? Look, Abbott. Rabbit, will you get him out of here?
Oh, give me a break, Doc. Let me hang around your program and pick up a few nickels, huh? I'm a family man.
By the way, Bugs, how do you stand in the draft?
Well, they just reclassified me 1A, and I got 480 kids.
Wait a minute. Just a minute. They wouldn't put you in 1A if you got 480 kids.
I'm a rabbit, Doc. They came after Pearl Harbor.
We have reason to believe there was more.
Anchor topic.
We're up to anchor topic.
Well, yeah, anchor topic. Anchor topic is our blindness-related topic. This week is on low vision. Speaking of low vision, since we have all no vision, I have a quick blurb I want to talk about the iPhone really fast, and then I do have a low vision thing, maybe. This past week, I've been reading in the news that Apple may be getting sued by the government. I don't know entirely what the lawsuit entails, but it's similar to what happened in Europe, and Europe says you got to make your iPhone more accessible to outside of Apple products, which is why the USB-C port got added to the phone. And then with the iPhones, what, 15 and on, they're going to do it with a Lightning port and do USB-C. Well, if the American case goes through, it'll change so that you won't be limited to only getting apps from the Apple store. If they have other app libraries out there, you could get apps from other places. And there's like, or if you don't like Apple Music, you could have Pandora or one of the other music services be your default music app to replace that with. And so there's a couple of pretty cool changes that could come about. Don't get your hopes up, because it may take another year or more for the lawsuit to go through. And then, of course, it'll take time for all these changes to get on board. The one thing I would warn people on is part of the reason Apple has a reputation of having no viruses or very few is because they tightly control their product. And if they open it up to other non-Apple things, which could reduce the cost of some apps, it could also introduce viruses, because they'll have to also lower some of their security in their phone. Anyway, I wanted to mention that.
I had something to say, like, about the iPhones, if you're talking about something real quick. recently discovered that if you wanted to download, like, I've had it on my phone, but it came along a certain iPhone, they stopped it. But I noticed on my iPhone 15, it's working. If you download, if you have that Westminster Chime app, it actually works again.
I don't have that, but I know that you like that.
Right. But I have it. It doesn't necessarily have to play the chime. It just have your robot voice saying, it's quarter past the hour.
Yeah.
It's, and it does that on your phone, not your watch?
Right, on my, on the my phone.
Well, to keep on board with our topic of low vision, just yesterday, I mean, for a while, I've been pondering the possibility of getting an Orcam, which Terry has Orcam. And so I finally called the Vist, and I asked her, could I possibly get one? And so I'm supposed to hear back from Jennifer, the former Vist, because they said, well, you have to be referred to low vision, because I guess it's considered a low vision product. And what the Orcam does, if you've been listening to the show much, you should probably know, it does OCR. There's a couple of different models, apparently. So I'll be hopefully getting an appointment to go see which model would work best for me, the wearable kind or the not wearable kind. And the benefit is, right now, I don't do a lot of OCR because I've never been able to get my printer to connect properly, for one thing, to scan things. And so I just use my phone using Microsoft Seeing AI, which works great, but it's kind of clunky, because you got to snap a picture, wait for it to process. Then if you want to save it, then you got to share it with your email, and you send it to your computer, to your email. And it's just clunky. And with the Orcam, assuming the wearable one is what I would do, I got a book on my desk here that I've been needing to read. It's about an old time radio type of a topic, but I also get some newsletters once in a while, and I don't always have somebody around to sit down and read them to me. In fact, almost never. And it would just be handy to sit down in my comfy recliner with a book on my lap, you know, and look at it and snap a picture and read it, turn the page, snap a picture, read it, and so forth. It would just be handy to do that.
Yeah.
And it does other stuff. I don't want to get into all the features. So I don't want to be here all day.
But if you do that, the battery only lasts for like 2 hours, I think.
That's okay. And
then you got to recharge.
It give me a chance to get up.
It's a good time to sit and read and then get up and do something else while it recharges.
Get up and do something else a little bit. But I do have some print media. Now, in our church house, I got all kinds of print media there. Because we've got my bookshelf, we have books on for this. We've been married, that maybe I could read some of them again, you know.
So
there's that. That was my low vision related talk there.
Yeah. I found out on my rotor there's something called screen recognition, and I don't know what that's supposed to be about, but it's either got to be off or on.
We talked about it before on our anchor topic. And whenever you find that, you just, you rotor to it, you swipe up or down, for it just toggles on and off. Mm-hmm. And what it does is sometimes you get an app and you like swipe and goes thunk, swipe, thunk, and it's like, what the heck is on my screen? Well, you put it on screen recognition and it will try to read any graphics that are on your screen. If you use it on a place like Facebook, sometimes you can get a feel for what else is out there that VoiceOver isn't quite reading to you. And it can be helpful. But then, and you can use your phone just fine with the VoiceOver while it's on. It just have to be aware that it does act a little bit differently in the way it reads.
Yeah.
And so you just rotor back to it and swipe up or down to toggle it off. But it's a neat tool to play with, especially if you have a very graphical type screen. So, hey, bonus topic.
All kinds of things today.
Yeah, have a bit of a longer anchor topic, but we've had some shorter other segments here.
But we'd better be on the lookout. Anything might happen.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you a man who looks twice as good as ever before, but oh, how he looked before.
But now it's time for another short segment. Our email.
Do we have any email?
Yeah, email.
Oh, just the usual bunch of crackpot letters.
This one says, huh? What?
What's email?
Email.
Yeah, what is that? Letters from a listener. Hi there, my favorite podcast host ever. Uh-oh. I accidentally rear-ended a man in an expensive car. This man jumps out and confronted me. He said, look what you've done to my car. You're going to have to pay me $10,000 right now, or I am going to beat you to a pulp. That doesn't sound very nice of him.
Nope.
Oh, my, I said. I don't have that kind of money with me. My son, he trains dolphins. He'll know what to do. He trains dolphins, the man said. How is that going to help? So I called my son, and the man took my phone and told my son, if you don't get here soon, I'm going to beat your dad to a pulp. My son said he'll be there in 10 minutes. In 10 minutes, my son's Jeep pulls up, he hops out, and he beats up the bully. When he finished, he walks over to me and he says, for the last time, Dad, I trained SEALs, Navy SEALs, not dolphins. Wilbur Milquetoast from Disco, Tennessee. Sent from my iPhone. Oh, yeah. So if you have a son that trains dolphins or some kind of an aquatic sea critter, you know.
He trains seals.
Yeah. But I guess he bailed his dad out. Good for him. Now, of course, any old sea critter won't do because famously a typical sailor by Marines is called a squid. So you wouldn't want to get attacked by a squid, I guess. But seals, yeah, would help.
We got a wagon. We're camped in the river bottom at the south edge of town. I'm aiming to kill me some buffalo. Anything else you want to know, Marshal?
Anyway,
we haven't got time to listen. Forget about it. We got an important date.
With our email.
Well, all right. If that's how you want it.
Final thoughts.
It's time to move into our final thoughts already. Of course, our listeners are saying, yeah, finally. But here we go.
Here's our final thought.
You know, after winter, the trees are relieved.
Relieved. Trees are back.
What sport is eggs really good at? running.
Running? I'm a runny egg. Cook me some more. What kind of pizza does a pilot prefer? Plain? Plain.
What does Donald Trump wear to court? Lawsuits.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the most beautifully decorated eggs? They're to die for.
Die for them. Speaking of dying, I befriended a ghost who keeps wheezing all the time. I named him Gasper. Gasper.
Your life can't fall apart if you never had it together.
It just came that way.
How does an Easter chick bake a cake? From scratch.
Oh, yeah. That's the way I do it. Mm-hmm. A man swallowed 6 plastic horses and was taken to the hospital. His condition has been described as stable. Plastic horses. Hey.
Why couldn't the python cross the road? Because it just swallowed the chicken.
Why did the chicken cross the road? Because it was cute.
I got a speed bump in that speed bump.
Well, I got a knock-knock joke here. It says, knock-knock.
Who's there?
Moira.
Moira who?
Moira, jelly beans, please.
To infinity and beyond.
Well, nothing embarrasses a psychic more than throwing them a surprise party. Psychic surprise party. Didn't see that one coming.
A limbo champion walked into a bar and was immediately disqualified.
You're out of here.
Didn't see that one coming either.
What's the angriest vegetable? A steamed carrot.
Someone just called my phone, sneezed, and hung up. I am getting so sick and tired of these cold calls. The guy had a cold. I haven't explained too many of them today.
I just bought a new air freshener for my new car. I'm going to buy my new car later.
That's me.
I can't afford two things at once.
You can afford the freshener, but not the car. Yeah.
What do you call a dancing chick? Poultry in motion.
I was playing Scrabble during breakfast this morning, and I think my wife spilled syrup all over the tile. She denies it, but I'm sticking to my words.
If you give a man a fish, he has food for a day. Teach a man to fish, and you can get rid of him for the whole weekend.
Yeah.
Well, he sits in the boat and drinks beer.
Why do people dye eggs at Easter time? It's easier than trying to wallpaper them.
Yeah. What did the coffee say when it got to the police station? I've been mugged. Coffee mug.
When I was younger, I used to be able to do cartwheels. Now I tip over just putting on my underwear.
It's sort of the same thing.
Where's the best place to learn about eggs? The Hencyclopedia.
get those heads going. I just started my Christmas shopping, and I bought my wife a brand new refrigerator. I can't wait to see her face lights up when she opens it.
Some people aren't just missing a screw. Their whole toolbox is gone.
It has a hand grenade in it. Yeah.
What kind of car does the Easter Bunny drive? A yokes wagon.
If you ever need me, I'm always just 5 missed calls, 4 text messages, and 3 voicemails away.
Inside every older person, there's a younger person wondering what happened.
What happened to me? How did I get it?
Why did the Easter egg hide? He was just a little chicken.
Yeah, laying all them eggs, of course. Get on a rabbit suit. Yeah. And I know it's spring, but here's a snowman joke. Why did the snowman get detention? He was just up to snow good.
I am always on my good behavior. It's just my good behavior isn't that good.
Here's another knock knock joke. Knock knock.
Who is there?
Wendy.
Wendy who?
When the Easter egg hunt gonna start?
Yeah, when? The lucky egg. Well, I'm almost out of them for the day, but I do have this one. What if the guy who invented the umbrella was just going to call it Brella, but hesitated at first? It's an umbrella.
I tried starting the day without coffee once. My court date is still pending.
What do rabbits say before they eat? Let us pray.
Yeah. In Mr. McGregor's garden. I have a flat stomach. The trouble is the L is silent.
I'm allergic to stupidity. It makes me break out in sarcasm.
Well, I got one that's not an Easter one. I'm wide awake, but I'm wide asleep too.
you're wide core sleep, huh? That's what you're saying. You know, with that girdle sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
I never understood why a set of false teeth is called dentures. They really missed the opportunity to call it substitutes.
I don't have any more.
Yeah, that was my last one too.
All right. Well, I think that's a good place to stop then with the substitute. Because if you eat too much of that chocolate eggs, you might just need to have a substitute.
Well, how do you like that? This guy kills me.
Well, that was fun. What do we do now?
And hey, wow, we're done.
Well, good for us.
We're at the end of our show where we like to sign off and just tell everybody thanks for listening. When you're out and about there, tell a friend about us. Leave us a good rating and review on your favorite podcast directory. Send us an email. You can do that by sending directly to TSF at thatsoundsfunny.com. You can leave us a comment or send us email right from the webpage using the email form. While you're there, you can also listen to all of our shows from day one. Go out there and binge. And anyway, with all that, I don't have much more to add. So this is your host, Keith, signing off, saying thanks for listening. Here. And we will see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Hear how funny we are before Jill came in.
Send this email, tsf@thatsoundsfunny.com.
Bye-bye. See you later.
Thatsoundsfunny.com.
That sounds funny.
Two blind brothers and a blind sister. We tell it the way we see it.
Okay, that's enough. Are you still here?
It's over. Go home.
Okie dokie. Go home.